We are somehow in a situation that we need to go for a step two. And that's what we will speak mainly now about. The Oroville Clinic or Integral Healthcare Clinic, what we are planning. This is our next step in creating a comprehensive and integrative healthcare system for Oroville. As some of you may know, we have many different health practitioners and doctors working, be it a health center, Kailash Clinic, but at the moment it is all sort of individually, not necessarily well-coordinated healthcare. And people are free to choose to go to different specialists, but as system, normally, as you may know, healthcare is a system. When everything is connected and linked, there is a clear system of follow-up, and there are no gaps in healthcare, from prevention to the treatment to rehabilitation and so on. So that is still lacking in Oroville, and that's the objective we are trying to pursue. In addition, in this clinic, in addition to allopathic specialties and what we already have, different disciplines, what I mentioned, there would be a wider range of various complementary therapies. There would be also an inpatient facility, which is at the moment really lacking. We often have to go outside if we need to be admitted or if people require 24 hours care. And this project we planned for a population of up to 4,000 people. At the moment, we are about 2,000. So that would be, it will be already good for the amount of people we have now, and we can still grow, and this clinic will still function. So it means maybe another several years, who knows. Sumit, would you like to talk about the rationale?
So to explain why we feel it's good to go for this clinic, we try to first think of what is the reason, what are the points, why should we go for something? And the first and most important thing we came up with is the need to provide care, which is unique in the sense that it is holistic, integrative, and patient-oriented. Because Oroville is here to do things in a better, more integral, more holistic way, and the way people's health is supported also should be similarly holistic, integrative. And we also are in a unique position because we have people from many parts of the world who practice many disciplines, at least in the complementary medical side. And we do have some doctors from Western medicine or allopathy, and we find that since Kailash Clinic has come up, we're getting many people come who are nurses, nurse assistants, laboratory technicians, doctors, visiting as guests, and also many newcomers who are joining who are trained in allopathy. So it looks like we will have an adequate pool of talent. And we have recently, through the help of Srinivas Murthy, had a liaison with the dental, there's a postgraduate institute of dental sciences in Pondicherry, just opposite Jipmer. It's a teaching hospital. And we found out that they have, in addition to dental medicine, an entire general medical and general surgical department. And actually, the gentleman in charge of general medicine there, Dr. Bhatt, has offered to come and consult here free of charge on every Sunday. So looks like we could also attract specialists from outside to come on a part-time basis, and also he's very willing to help us admit people there. He says they have very good facilities. And so we hope that as we evolve a healthcare system, we can tie up closely with outside government as well as private institutions and secure better rates as well as faster processing of people who come to Oroville with good integration with our practitioners. And another interest to research and evolve new lines of treatment, because in Oroville, again, we have this thing of having individuals who stay here for long periods of time, and it should be possible to develop a longitudinal follow-up of people who are focusing on growing in life, and also to seeing in what extent new ways of treatment and support could help a person long-term. This is very difficult to do in cities because people move very frequently. Can we go back to the previous slide, please?
Sorry.
The second rationale, again, is that we would like to focus on prevention rather than treatment. Prevention is on many lines. One is public health systems, like better sanitation, drainage of water all around, better roads, looking into the quality of building materials, seeing that they're safe, doing research. This is one very basic thing. And it also consists of health education on a personal level of how to live, and also more frequent health checkups to detect things early, and also combining various modalities, not only physical examination and lab examination, but also maybe using energy medicine or other diagnostic modalities to detect disturbances in energetic pathways early. Next slide, please. Another rationale is to create a comprehensive healthcare system. Today, we have many people helping individuals in various ways relating to health, but they are fragmented. And a person who needs treatment often doesn't know the range of treatment available. We do not have emergency care in any comprehensive manner. We have very little home health care, though we are trying at Kailash Clinic to reach out to people who cannot travel to the clinic. We also do not have any inpatient care to talk about or any care for the older population, which is growing. So one major thing is to create a system which will take care of all these requirements and also which would link up wherever necessary with outside facilities, which is part of the next rationale. Next slide, please. Which is to share, learn, and co-research with institutes in Pondicherry, in Chennai, and other international organizations. So the aims and objectives we have set ourselves are, first of all, to provide quality integral patient care. This is important, to provide quality care, because this is very important, and to make sure it's integral and help people from all over come together. To create a public healthcare system, this I mentioned, prevention and education, to research new approaches to healthcare, and also we are from the beginning implementing a quality management system, which is basically documentation of rules and procedures and following international guidelines. Documentation of procedures on admission, on administration, on patient care, which can be quantified and which can be monitored so that we have an internal check to see how well we are performing and also to check ourselves against other institutions. Ruslan will take over from the scope of activities.
Yeah, the new project that we are going to set up will provide, as it is already now, medical outpatient care, but perhaps not, it wouldn't be a one doctor available at a time, but more than one. And as Sumit mentioned, specialists from outside could be invited on a regular basis. There would be on-site complementary therapies, which means different practices like homeopathy, Ayurveda, naturopathy, body works, and so on. There is the long list to mention. At the moment, we have four such therapies represented, but being in touch with other therapists, we know that more will join. And the idea that we have is that all those different disciplines would need to learn to coordinate and would need to provide care of certain standard. At the moment, it is some people may not know how to choose, because some specialists had a long, thorough education. Other people, it might be visiting specialists, or even those who are here, have had maybe a shorter education. So there is no way of assuring that the care provided is of a certain quality, and that there are some basics that has to be followed by everybody, like an intake form, that certain parameters are checked, that there is no sort of mistakes which could be easily avoided. So, and that is to develop. There is also a big scope of learning that specialists from different disciplines try to understand each other, communicate with each other, and see how more efficiently we can work together. And that's a big part of the research, to open up the doors and to open our minds to different ways of approaching health and approaching disease, and perhaps learning from each other or combining the strengths of different practices for the sake of the patient or person who needs help. We have met some people who worked in integrative clinics abroad, and one of the ideas which we learned and find very interesting is that in such a clinic which is which would work in a holistic way, there are health navigators who help people to find an appropriate specialist or even to find a combination of different disciplines for a particular case. So the person can have a discussion, and according to his needs, he would be guided. He might be guided by any specialist if he comes first to him, or a health navigator who would know different modalities can also guide the person. We would develop a laboratory and other diagnostic facilities like scanning, X-ray, and who knows what more comes, depending on the availability of funds and specialists. Pharmacy will be there to provide, to provide different products, be it normal medicine and also products for different specialties and nutritional items. At this stage, we plan inpatient facility of 4 rooms, and there will be also an additional observation room. That will be our inpatient part. There will be an emergency room and the first aid services in the clinic, and we hope once we acquire an ambulance and train personnel, there will be also emergency care visiting people wherever it happens. Home healthcare system for those, it would be a nursing home care, and doctors would visit those who are either bedridden or not able to come to the clinic. And as it was mentioned, we would work closely with some hospitals. At the moment, it is also not very well organized. We just have some contacts and send people, or even don't know those names, but still send people to different hospitals. Mm-hmm. And what needs to develop is a closer link, that we go there, see how those hospitals work, establish personal contacts, and establish a clear system how our people go and how we do follow-up while they are there, so that there are no gaps of communication, and that there is some, that people, we feel that people would feel secure if someone from Oroville would be in touch with the doctors of those clinics, and that everything would be, I think, double-checked or assured in one way or another. Yes, close coordination with the health fund will continue. It's already ongoing, and there are some ideas how to develop further health fund policies to include different modalities so that they are covered under the health fund scheme. For those who don't know, health fund is our internal insurance system. But it is an insurance system which is not profit-oriented. It is a kind of a money bank which provides resources for the expenses that people have outside or inside of Oroville. Project executives. I should mention here that when we were setting up Kailash Clinic, we have registered a new service which we called Integral Health Services. And at the moment, executives are Jocelyn, she is being here, Manfred, he is also one of the executives of Oroville Health Services, myself and Dr. Sumit. Actually, I should apologize, we haven't introduced ourselves in the very beginning. So, yeah. But our team is larger. There are many more people who are with us. You can see a list. There are doctors, Amarnath, nurses, people who work in the office and receptions, and various practitioners. Some people have been with us earlier, left. Some people are planning to come. We are in touch with some newcomers. And now, as a next step, Manfred will show you what we actually wear and what we plan to develop.
I mentioned that we have meetings with Lavinia, and they offered us a land next to Arca, and there is this land, and yes, I come. You see, here's a crown road, And here's Arca, when you come from this side, here we have will meet one entrance directly to the ambulance. And the second one we have here going to the clinic. Here we have a parking area, and that is coming in the detail. So that is reserved for us, and is even we got a site permission already for this thing. And other activities for healing and health will join this place. There's dental clinic will come, and dental lab, and Batsu 2, and others healer. Next. Yeah, here you see the detail. There's the entrance from the road. In case there's ambulance, first aid, they come directly here, can go there. Here is maybe also a small operation system. And you see, we make it in different color. So we have here, for example, ambulance. We have here this consultation room. Pharmacy is in yellow. In case we come here as a pedestrian, we have parking place and join here. We have a reception. We can go to the consultation doctors, or we go to pharmacy or to other facilities, what is mentioned there. Yes, and that is the first phase one. And here you see in future, we have inpatient and outpatient. And here, next step will be signed 8 beds more. Next. So here you see, we have facilities, what is here in the outpatient, inpatient, and here this, we have a training room, we have a library, we can make prevention courses, we can make yoga or breathing system, we can also use the bed facility for making a retreat for 1 week or whatever. So we want to make very flexible the whole system. So the next. So here you see the which area we need. So in the first phase, we have inpatient, we have here this facilities, and you see step by step, we will then next, we will increase the system. So that is okay. The budget, yes. So we calculated 12,000 rupees per square meter, and that it comes up, that is 235,000 euro. Equipment will be X-ray lab and so on, and maybe ambulance car, hopefully. Totally we need 2 crores. And then we have no money, but we are hopeful we will get some help from.
Okay. Can we go one slide back? Or maybe one even further back. This plan, just to mention, was developed by Dorothy in collaboration with Ajit. She is here, our architect. This work is still a bit of in progress, and if any one of you would like to see more in details what are the facilities that will be available, she will be here with us, and after the presentation you can ask some details. And now we can go further. The total area I should mention of spaces available within the building will be around 700 square meters plus covered area. That's the size of the project. And we go next. We try to look at this budget differently. So the 2 crore, the total cost, and if you count for an estimated population that such project can cover, would cost approximately 5,000 rupees or 90 euro per individual. And next one. If we calculate it by the present population, which is about 2,000 people, the cost of this project is 10,000 rupees or 180 euro per person. So this just was useful for us to see what does it cost per individual. And not everyone may come up. We have some section of the community that wouldn't be able to contribute even this amount. But there might be another part of the community that can participate, and we have this question because we are now on the point of going for a wider fundraising, and we want to explore to what extent such project can be funded from within the community before we go outside. So yeah, we have a question there. Can we raise that internally? And now we have 15 minutes for your questions.
And a lot of time for discussions afterwards.
Yeah, and then we have some questions we wanted to ask you afterwards. Elena will pass on mic for those who want to speak. Here?
No questions? We can go to the focus topics then, because we have some topics we wanted to ask for inputs on. So the first thing was whether we need this clinic at all. So it seems to be that among the people present, most people feel, but maybe if people present could say a few words about their reasons of why it would be required, because Audible Radio would also like to record opinions and a debate, sort of. So if people are willing to say why they think it's needed, or maybe there are points that we have missed. No? Shall we just pass the other mic to you, and then you can hold it and pass it around? No?
So 1 year ago, we made a survey, what the Auroville want to do, what they need. And the outcome was they need in the center of Auroville a clinic, a facilitation, and they need integral health care system. And that is not really now. Now we have the Kailash, but they need a bigger one, and they want to have inpatient. That was the outcome from the survey.
And there were a couple of points, particularly the good laboratory people wanted to have, and emergency care, because that's still lacking within Auroville.
Can you go around to people and ask them, to every community, to every individual, like that?
Not every. So we make a questionnaire and we send it to some people.
Please speak in the microphone.
Yeah, yes. So we send it to some people, and the outcome was 1 year ago. So when there's interest, we can publish it one more. We have given some summary of this outcome from the survey.
I wasn't aware of this survey. So you had, what topics do you had to which people?
So we especially focus on people who need home care service. So we asked the people what they needed. And one question was, I remember, you need home health care service? Yes. And one thing is, you are satisfied with the existing system? They said, no, not so really. So they like to have a clinic in Auroville.
And they, how much people were that exactly?
I think it was 80 numbers or not.
80 people.
80, mm-hmm. 60 to 80. But we can go back and we can see what the outcome is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, shall we go to the next? Yes, we wanted to know to what extent, what is your opinion, such money could be raised within the community. There is Mary.
I think it's an excellent idea to try to raise the money first internally. Now, this may take some more, public relations or something to make people aware that they really have a say in this, and if they can really donate something. And what pleases me very much in this whole project is the idealistic approach. It's, I don't know, it seems that if you could realize maybe only half of it, it would still be a great advantage. So keep your goals high.
Maybe, Lena, you can just leave the mic there in that area.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this idea of healthcare, integrative healthcare, is very a project which has been in the mind of people since many, many years. I think since 1990 around, we were trying to have a healthcare like that in Auroville. And I'm very glad that, that now it's coming on. So can we raise this money internally? I think yes. I don't know if we can raise everything, but I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in participating to that. Mm. The fact also that this clinic is integrated healthcare is something which is very important for Auroville. Because now, since many years, maybe 15 years, and now more and more, we need all type of system to be healthy. And I'm also very glad that Manfred is participating, because he's bringing another aspect in nutrition prevention and this aspect.
Yeah, maybe we should mention that Auroville Health Services are working in the field of prevention, hygiene, and sanitary, working with Auroville communities, in Auroville kitchen and restaurants, and also with the village health education. These are ongoing programs since 5 years, or?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah. And this will be part of the what we call public health care as one of the objectives, yeah? We hope in an enlarged format. Yeah, who would like to participate in setting up this project? At the moment we are a team, you have seen the names that we mentioned, but that doesn't need to be what it is. In principle, it is open if any person in the community having experience in be it construction or be it organizational development, communication, or generally to be available, even just to handle some documentation. All this is open. Some of us are very busy with the, even the small project that we have started already. So more people would need to, are welcome, certainly, to join. And last couple of months, we have had maybe more than a dozen of people coming and trying to do something. Some of them are still with us. And some newcomers are already joined the project. We have two people who are setting up a laboratory. Lena and Matthew are here, both. And team is basically growing. There is no week that we don't have a new person. And that was feeling really great, first time. There was like 1 week ago we had the meeting. There were 6 doctors present. I have never been in such a thing. We had a lunch together. Like, what it is? I was probably with a smile up to my ears. So that was feeling really great, I must say. Because to have a team of doctors that can create round-the-clock healthcare and support each other is really important. Yeah. Till now we were all dispersed. Some of us were able to go to visit people at home, some were not. And there were different times till now. And yes, one thing we wanted to mention, now we started work with Dorothy, who is in contact with Ajit also. But we thought that such project, because it is a public project, should be in principle open to the contribution of other Auroville architects, so that we eventually, at the end of the day, get the best of the experience and the talents of our architects. So we wanted to mention that in case, we know they are all busy, but if some of them would like to join and contribute, either give an alternative or contribute to the existing project, we wanted to keep it open in this sense as well. And that's not yet the common practice in Auroville, but we thought maybe why not to start someday.
Any?
And if you have any suggestions or further questions, just, that's the time.
Perhaps a rather tricky theme is that architects often take a very high percentage. So please be careful. The people that are coming to help, they should have the interest of the public, and of the future of us Orvillians in mind, and not just earning money.
That's very valid, and actually Dorothy is already, our preliminary discussions will be, I think, almost on a cost price or the basic expenses that she would be having so far, almost the volunteer work that she has been doing, spending hours and days. So we hope that those who would join would do on the same basis. Yeah, it is a public project. One thing maybe we should mention that when this project was started, and thanks to Jocelyn, we were, the direction that we were going is that this is a service, first of all, and second is a part of a larger prosperity scheme when services are offered in kind and available to Oroville. So this is the development is in this direction. And yeah, just for you to know.
The prosperity scheme started about a year and a half ago with as an experiment. And we just started with about 50 people. And that was to include the very basic needs of Aurovillians, which was understood as food, clothing, housing, which we haven't managed to include really, but it is major, medical and dental, okay? So at the moment, during this 1 year, we've had to make some changes because we started in rather an elaborate manner, including a lot more things. And we've gradually refined it to just what I had mentioned just now. And that will be taken up now by the maintenance group, hopefully, so that it can cover all of Oroville. We'll be covering, hopefully, we'll be covering the lunch. You know the lunch scheme now? There's a free lunch that can be taken in one of six or seven restaurants. And we will include the dinner now. So that'll be coming up. And then we will have the clothing, which will hopefully be in take two forms. One will be Nandini. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this. Nandini will provide at the moment the clothing and various household items. But the second part of it will be very much freer. You would be able to go to Pondicherry and buy what you will and be reimbursed for the same amount of money. So there's a certain amount of money that will be allocated for each person. So that's covering lunch and dinner and food and clothing. And then the medical will be taken care of by the health fund, and a dental program that is coming into force also, which will be dental insurance. And that will be our basic. And I think that'll be coming up very shortly. So that's our new proposal to the BCC, and I hope it'll pass. But that is actually what we proposed as a new prosperity for Oroville.
I think I could add that the purpose of this is that everyone who works full-time for Oroville is covered under the scheme, no matter what job they are in. And they're assured a minimum standard of life, everyone equally, and the cash component of the maintenance is actually reduced, and the in-kind contribution is expanded so as to go towards our vision of being cash-free to the largest extent possible. And if people who are not working full-time also wish to be covered, we are still thinking on what basis they can join, whether they need to pay a bit more to participate or how. So this is still under discussion. And also I think Jocelyn could mention that the health fund is being expanded a bit. The contribution is being increased a little so that it can cover more generously. And also it could cover complementary treatment. So far the health fund has covered only allopathic treatment, which is very expensive. And it's a basic push of Perthos Distribution Center and also of a clinic to cover complementary therapeutic work, not wellness work, but at least therapeutic work by the health fund, because it's cost effective, it's available locally, and many individuals are rendering selfless service but not being compensated at all for this. So this is one thing, and we are also looking at how people who join Oroville, who are already sick, maybe they need to pay a bit more, because today the contribution everyone makes is about the same, but then the system can get overloaded with many sick people, which drain resources. So there's a lot of discussion regarding the health fund, how it works, how people contribute, what about senior Orovillians who cannot contribute, but who have worked in Oroville for so many years, maybe a fund needs to be created to contribute for them. So there's a lot of work which Jocelyn's team is working on. And there's a new maintenance group also, right? or there's a new trust to the maintenance group.
There's a new trust, maybe say.
Anything else you would like to know more about among the presentation? Maybe some topics we haven't covered adequately, someone would like to know more about, or there are questions which were not answered in people who don't know Auroville so much. Yes. The health navigator, see what happens is there are many multidisciplinary clinics in many parts of the world even today. In the US there are some clinics, Jocelyn used to work in one many years back. And the problem is that as, at least in allopathy, there is a well-defined framework of referral. Based on certain diseases, there are books, each specialty knows how the other specialties fit in. We know if it's a child, he goes to pediatrician. If he needs surgery, he goes to a surgical line. So it's relatively clear in the Western medicine line how one practitioner links to others, because it's one system developed in England and US mainly, and followed more. But when we offer alternative treatments, many of these disciplines have not been in much close coordination with each other, and someone visiting the clinic can get very confused who to go to first. Do I go to the general doctor? Do I go to the naturopath? Do I maybe go for body work? Do I go for psychic healing? Do I go for pranic healing? It can be bewildering, because not every, or Chinese medicine or Ayurveda, what do I do? So what happens sometimes is that they become consumers and they just go from one discipline to the other, trying everything once or twice. And then that doesn't work either. So the purpose of the health navigator is to either have a therapist who has long experience and knows many disciplines, or even an assistant who has learned this and knows basic therapies, to speak to the person, to find out their preferences, to find out their past, to look at the illness, and to suggest that for you, maybe you need to look at diet, so dietitian. Then maybe you need to go to the body work because you have pain. Because otherwise it's very confusing. For example, at Quiet, there are many treatments and people don't even know who does what and why. So this is very important. And this health navigator is also neutral. They don't have any strong ideas about this or that. So they could longitudinally follow up with this person and suggest over time, you know, you haven't really been responding, but this person responded. And then they also unload the practitioner, because then the therapist can do their work instead of counseling people, and the navigator can do their work. And another thing we could have mentioned as part of this, that even now at Kailash Clinic, we are making comprehensive clinical case notes for every person who comes. And we are introducing an intake system by which everyone who comes will have nurses take the pulse, the blood pressure. We are thinking of setting up a screening system so people of certain age groups would automatically have a complete examination to find disease early. And this would continue so that everything will be well recorded, we can track it, and we can monitor how well we are doing. So we can even publish reports tomorrow saying that this combination of treatments works for this disease.
This is something we slowly trying to do. First of all, we introduced a different patient card, made it accessible to different practitioners and therapies that we have in the clinic. A naturopath would write in the same place where the allopathic doctor would write, or a homeopath can have his notes there, so that at least there is one place. And we also are planning to make patients' records in a digital format. So we got some software, medical software. Some of you have seen in the West, I think most of the clinics have patients' information in the computers. So that is something we are slowly learning. It takes time. It's new to us. And that would be also a place where, first of all what I just mentioned would be recorded. We would need to develop a format. That's not yet in place, because we have different ways of examining, different ways of writing conclusion. Findings are also different, yeah? Some would write physical examination result, another one would write psychological. So how do we analyze? So those criteria and parameters are still to be defined. And to have that, we would need to have more communication. We have now, from time to time, we started having meetings when a homeopath, naturopath, allopathic doctor, and physiotherapist would sit together. Yeah, and would see what is important for us when we work together. So this is ongoing. That would we hope happen one day, and that might become a ground for the research. What does it mean to work together? But it's still in the, we are just in the very initial stage here.
Maybe I could mention, yeah, we forgot to put in a slide what we mean by integral, or how will we ensure that this clinic is more integral than existing systems or existing practices. And the one thing was the fact that it is multidisciplinary. There are people of many disciplines, complementary, allopathic, etc. present, and all of them have access to basic diagnostic. The pharmacy has medicines from all sorts of disciplines. This is one, and there is someone who can help, who we call the health navigator, help individuals understand the choices available and follow up with them. The second thing is that we would have case records which are common, shared, properly documented, so that anyone looking at the notes knows what has been happening with this person. Because at present, to my understanding, many practitioners do not keep notes, or many do keep notes, but they are in their individual notebooks. So they are not readily accessible. And it's also possible, as we computerize, that we could set up a web-based, secure, longitudinal health record of each individual, so that even if they go outside Oroville, they could ask the doctor to look at it on the internet, a basic thing, giving their password to unlock it. This is happening in many parts of the world which are developed, where a longitudinal health record is publicly available, including allergies, including illnesses, including treatments, with proper security and privacy protection. The third thing is that there would be cross-referral between practitioners, so that if anyone is not responding, then practitioners of any discipline, whether complementary or allopathic, would seek the counsel of other practitioners as a rule. So if someone doesn't respond, try out some other people, talk to them, and there would be discussions between practitioners, like, I'm having this person, what can I do? And we hope to have regular clinical care conferences where practitioners come and I can make, for example, a presentation of a patient I'm having trouble with and gather information or suggestions from other people. We could also have presentations on how homeopaths treat things so that everyone finds out a bit more. And then we also hope to evolve this into research so that we can develop guidelines so that the health navigator knows that if someone comes with wrist pain, then instead of going for surgery, it's better to go maybe for massage or acupuncture or naturopathy. So this would be another thing. Slowly we develop guidelines based on what treatments we have available as what works well for who. Because if we look at the whole range of medicine, there's not much work done on this as to what to do, especially among the complementary therapies.
I would like to know how quiet fits in this scheme. They have so many good therapists there, and what are your suggestions or your work in this respect?
That's a good question.
I think I'm a bit more familiar with quiet, maybe, because I've gone and done many workshops there and taken many treatments than maybe Ruslan. I think quiet fits in because, as we said, we are not trying to duplicate everything here. We are not trying to create a structure which includes everything. And actually, at the people who are practicing in Kailash, many of them also work in their homes or at different places. So this center would first of all provide space where people have a location from which they practice and give them access to other specialists, etc. But someone doesn't need to be working here to refer someone to the clinic. And also, if someone needs massage or something that quiet has, we would refer people there. And it would be covered by the health fund because it's a therapeutic referral, not just someone goes as a consumer to quiet. The thing about quiet is at present it's used like a consumerist way. They are not a therapy center. They're a center which provides services, and you go like a supermarket and choose what you want. And there is no longitudinal follow-up or health record keeping. So if we have a center which provides this, we can easily tie up. Basically, people may need to go to dental sciences, they may need to go to Jipmer, Apollo. We can't duplicate everything, and we don't intend to duplicate every medical specialty. So this is more like a coordination, aid, life. Anything else? someone would like to know more about or have ideas about, what we could include in our presentation next time as we go for fundraising, something missing.
Okay. Thank you for coming. And yeah, if you want to ask anybody individually, we have a time for tea and certain things can continue. Otherwise, thank you for coming.